Hi, this is Ann Cavero with Speeding Past 80, Stories from the Second Half of Life of Faith, Hope, Love, and Laughter. This is Episode 2, How Can You Drive If I Can't See? One icy winter morning some years ago when Jim was still driving, we set out to make a quick trip to the grocery store. Well, the car had been parked outside all night and the windshield had a thick coat of ice. So Jim grabs the window scraper and proceeds to scrape off only the driver's side of the windshield. Well, up here in snow country, every wife knows the rule is the person who scrapes the windshield has to clear both sides. The wife knows this, especially if she's going to be in the passenger seat. So off we head with Jim seeing clearly and me. I'm in the seat next to him, squinting at the road through this glare of ice that distorts everything in front of me. I'm wincing and jumping at every oncoming car while I keep trying to see through my frosty windshield. Well, after a few blocks of this, I turn to Jim and say, "How can you drive if I can't see?" We laugh because we've been married a long time and there are lots of places in life where both of us have to see if we want to get where we need to go. Just as I like to know what's happening, even if I'm not driving, Jim always liked to be helpful in the kitchen before company arrived. His gentle comments included, "Do we need this many vegetables? Are you sure this meat is done?" We know this kind of behavior is common because one night in a restaurant, we overheard a couple at a nearby table. They were describing a recent vacation, and the husband said, "We went 1,500 miles in 3 days. She did all the driving. I just held onto the wheel." We knew what he meant. I don't think this kind of behavior between couples is new. Think of Mrs. Noah and the Ark. Surely she must have stood by with helpful comments like, "Do you have to build it that big? Did he really say 40 days of rain? Are you sure God wants two skunks?" Marriage, too, is an ark. We build it beam by beam, often smashing a thumb or two in the process. Still, we make use of our unfinished, imperfect marriages to shelter ourselves and our children from life's worst storms. We travel down the road side by side, yet we remain independent. How many of us can still recall the words of poet Cahil Gibran about the pillars standing together yet apart? Back in the 60s, somebody got up and read those words from Gibran at almost every wedding. Even today, weaving our lives together, dependent yet independent, we scan the road ahead while we ask gentle questions and lend our eyes and ears to each other. Both of us know there are potholes in the road, and we're well aware of where most of those potholes are. Sometimes we drive around them, while other times we just plow right through. Here's the truth. By now we're certain none of us can get where we need to go, unless we travel with people who can help us see. This is Ann Cavero with Second Half Life Stories of Faith, Hope, Love, and Laughter. My husband Jim and I have a book called Grounded in God, with stories from our life. It's available from Ligori Publications and Amazon.